You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of Dropbox for iOS. I'm Scott Davert. For those who don't know, Dropbox is a service that allows you to synchronize things across devices and or with other people. There are some limitations to the iOS app, but it does offer you a lot of flexibility in terms of what you can do with your files. We'll, of course, get into that here on this demonstration. Dropbox is available for iOS, OS X, Android, Windows, and Linux, so no matter what major platform you are running on, you should be able to access Dropbox from any of those. I'm not going to go through setting it up on other devices. I'm just going to cover iOS in this demonstration. Dropbox allows you to have 2 gigabytes for free. You can also earn more space by having other people use your invite link and then signing up for Dropbox. But I'm going to stop at covering these types of things at this point. You can go to dropbox.com and check out all those different things that you may want. Signing up for Dropbox is accessible and fairly straightforward. I didn't have any issues, and I haven't really heard of anyone having any issues in quite some time. It doesn't require a CAPTCHA or anything like that, so there are really no barriers to creating an account. And of course, if you want it on your computer, you can download the program from their website or get it in the iOS App Store if you're running it on your iPod, iPhone, or iPad. All that said, let's get into the demonstration now. Dropbox is in my dock in the lower right corner, so I will find it and double tap.
Dropbox.
By the way, I am running an iPhone 6S with iOS 9.2, and there was an update to Dropbox in early January 2016. That is the current version, and that's what I'm using to record this podcast. I'll go ahead and double tap on Dropbox.
Dropbox, more actions menu button.
And just like everywhere in iOS 9.2, you're landed at a random point on the screen. This is no different. One thing I will say, and I did not go back and sign out of my account and sign in because I'll lose all of my offline files. We'll get into that more later. But one of the things that you'll have to do once you download the app is sign in to your Dropbox account. You can also, I believe, create one on the sign up screen. Once you sign in, you will be provided with an option to automatically upload the files that you have in your camera roll, your photos. And if you don't want to do that, like me, you can double tap cancel, which is located in the upper left corner, and you will be then launched into your Dropbox. Before we get into actually looking at any files, let's have a look at the tabs on the bottom of the screen. There are 5 of them. I'll tap the lower left tab, and that is the
Recents tab, 1 of 5.
Recent tab that will provide you with a list of your most recently viewed or edited files. I'll flick to the right.
Selected files tab, 2 of 5.
Files, that is the default, although if you've had the app running, of course, it should remember where you were previously. But files lists all of your files.
Photos tab, 3 of 5.
Photos, of course, lists all of your photos.
Offline tab, 4 of 5.
And offline lists all of your offline files.
Settings tab, 5 of 5.
And settings is, of course, settings. So let's go ahead and have a look at the settings tab.
Selected settings tab, 5 of 5.
That is selected. I'll go to the upper left corner.
Settings heading email.
And I edited out my email address. That just shows you what your email address is that you're currently signed in with, but you can't actually do anything with that.
Space used 0.5% of 1.0 terabyte button.
I have the plan that gives you a terabyte of storage, and as you can see, I'm not really using a whole heck of a lot of that space. It's a little bit frustrating, really, because 1 terabyte is the cheapest option, and while 2 gigabytes isn't enough for me, 1 terabyte is way too much. Anyway.
Link a computer button.
Linking a computer is something that I have not tried to use. It's a newer feature of Dropbox. Basically, you can go to dropbox.com/connect on a computer that is not yet connected and use your iOS camera to connect it to your account or to link it.
Camera upload off button.
Camera upload, we already talked about a little bit as far as the dialogue that will come up when you first enter the app. If you decide to turn that on, or if you have it off and you want to turn it on, you can come in here and do it that way.
Passcode lock off button.
Passcode lock, we'll come back and look at that really quick. I don't have it on right now because I have Touch ID enabled on my phone and also a passcode, but if you did want to put a passcode on here, you could do that if you had a lot of confidential files and you didn't, for whatever reason, have your phone or other iDevice protected with a passcode and or Touch ID.
Help button.
Read that on your own.
Legal and privacy button.
Read that on your own.
App version 4.2.2 button. Clear recent searches button. Tell friends about Dropbox button. Send feedback button. Sign out from Dropbox button. Recents tab 1 of 5.
And those are all the options. Now, if you sign out from Dropbox, you can actually sign in with another account if you wanted to. Just be aware that if you do sign out, any kind of offline files that you have assigned on this device will be deleted. So you'll have to go back and re-download all of your offline files if that's something you want to do. So I'm going to go back and take a look at the passcode lock now.
Passcode lock off button.
I'll double tap, of course.
Settings, back button. Passcode, heading. Turn passcode on, button.
I'll double tap to turn it on.
Set passcode, heading. Cancel, button.
Clicking to the right.
Enter your Dropbox passcode. Passcode field, 0 values.
Huh, 0 values, just like me. So what you could do is you could set up a 4-digit passcode. It doesn't allow you to do any more than that. But it is an additional security step. If you want to do that, I'll go ahead and do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Passcode field, 0 values. 1234.
Okay, I'll flick to the right now.
1. Passcode field, 0 values.
So that was a little misleading, but what happened was I entered 1234, and it automatically took me to the re-enter passcode field, but it didn't announce that. I thought I had to flick right, and then, of course, it put me on the keypad. So what you'll have to do in that situation is know that once you enter 4 digits, you're in the next field to enter them again. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
1123, passcode, turn passcode off button.
Passcode is now on, and we can turn it off if we want.
Change passcode button.
You can change it, and then you'll have the same thing that we did here.
Your iPhone will be signed out from Dropbox after 10 failed passcode attempts. Touch ID switched button off.
You can also set up Touch ID if you want, which I think is a better option, but I still come in here and show the passcode to people because not everybody has Touch ID. If you have an iPod 6, for example, you don't have Touch ID, so it's a good idea to go through the passcode thing. But if you wanted, you could also do Touch ID. Let's have a look.
On. Allow your fingerprint to unlock the Dropbox app. Recents tab 1 of 5.
And that is all we have in this menu. When I'm done with it, I can do a 2-finger scrub to go back.
Settings heading.
And now if I go out of the Dropbox app by pressing the home button.
Home.
And we now have our wonderful bug in iOS 9.2 that doesn't have voice over focus set to anywhere on the screen until I tap it. So I'll tap
dock, Safari,
in the dock, and I'm almost back on Dropbox. I'll go one more to the right.
Dropbox.
Double tap.
Touch ID for Dropbox. Unlock Dropbox.
So if I go ahead and use my fingerprint now.
Dropbox settings heading.
We're back in the settings, which is where we were before the last tab. So if you need to secure your data on top of what you already have on your phone, there is a way to do that. And again, if you want to turn those things off, I already showed you how to do that in the menu. So now that we've gone through all the settings, let's actually take a look at what we have here for files. There are a couple of different ways to get to different files. We already saw the different tabs. Let's have a look at the recent tab. That is the first tab in the lower left corner.
Recents tab 105. Selected. Recents tab 105.
I'll go back to the upper left corner.
Recents. Search your files. Search field. Today heading.
So you could actually search your files for something. And I'm going to demonstrate that here shortly. Once we get past the heading for the last time we had a file used, which in this case is the today heading, we actually have files that have been used. So if I flick right,
Apple Vis Podcast 919.mp3 file, you listened 23 minutes ago.
I was playing around with this before I came in here and recorded it, and that was a file that I last listened to. It's also the last file that was modified. If I flick to the right again, we have the
Actions menu button.
Actions menu. We'll take a look at that.
Yesterday heading.
And then we're on to the next heading, which is yesterday.
DV2016-01-09-164342.mp3 file. You added 19 hours ago.
I added that file yesterday. That was the demo recording I did for Dropvox, which is a podcast you can find on here. It's Apple Viz Podcast 919. I'll flick to the right, and of course we have again our
Actions menu button.
I'll flick to the right.
AssessmentComponents.txt file you viewed 20 hours ago.
And there is another file that I have viewed. And you get the point. You can go across all the way back to, we're in January now. Mine goes back to October at this time. Unfortunately, I mean, we do have the ability, supposedly, to navigate by heading to get to the different chronological times. You know, today, yesterday, the next one will be this past week, and then December. However, I'm going to go ahead and put the rotor on headings.
Words, speech rate, sounds, containers, headings.
And I'll flick down.
Last week, heading.
And that one works fine. That's great. If I flick down again, nothing. However, we do have December 2015 as the next heading. And this seems to be an overall consistent bug throughout Dropbox. It may be the way that iOS 9.2's build of VoiceOver is rendering Dropbox. I'm not really sure. There's also a table index on the right side of the screen. And that isn't really functioning correctly either. Let's go ahead and have a look now at a few different files. I'm going to just flick backwards from this point and pick whatever file comes first.
Actions menu button. Scott_divert_10_minute_mix.mp3 file. You listened 20 hours ago.
If I double tap on this, it will play. I'll go ahead and do that.
Scott_divert_10_minute_mix.mp3 share button.
And it remembers where we were. I'm gonna go ahead and stop that for now. That is a mix I did a long time ago. So if I start flicking to the right now, you can explore this screen without having to hear the music.
More actions menu button.
We have the more actions menu.
Back button.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
Scott_divert_10_minute_mix.mp3 heading. Actions play button.
I can also, by the way, double tap with two fingers to start and stop this audio, or I can just come here and double tap and
actions pause. Actions play.
Now the other thing we can do, if we flick to the right again.
Track position, 3 minutes 39 seconds out of 10 minutes 11 seconds, adjustable.
I'll flick right again.
Comments button.
You can leave a comment on this. I don't really use that feature, but if you were collaborating on a document, that might be something that you might want to try doing. Well, let's go back to the upper left corner of the screen and then kind of explore what we have here.
Share button.
We have the share button. I'll double tap that.
Share. AirDrop recipient. No one found yet. Image.
So that's our first option.
AirDrop. Share instant message button. Draggable.
You can send this, the link to this file, I should say, through all of these different mediums. Message is the first one for iMessages.
Mail button. Draggable. Reminders button. Draggable.
If you wanted to look at the file, for example, at a certain time, you could go into the Reminders app and set that up.
Facebook button. Draggable. Notes button. Draggable. Twitter button. Draggable. More button. Copy link button. Draggable.
And that'll put it on your clipboard.
Open in button. Draggable.
Open in will present you with a series of different apps that you can actually export the file to. If you have an EPUB document, which I don't in this Dropbox folder, you can actually open the EPUB file in iBooks and it will become part of your library, which is kind of a cool feature.
More button.
So we have two more buttons here.
Cancel button.
And we have cancel, of course. Now, the more buttons aren't really good labels for these buttons, and you'll see why here in a minute. I'll go back to the first more button.
Open in button. Copy link. More button.
I'll double tap.
AirDrop. Activities heading.
So if it's activities heading, why not make the button the activities button? Anyway.
Done button. Message. Reorder message button. Draggable.
So you can reorder these different options if you want, if you don't want message to be the top option, or...
Mail. Reorder mail button. Draggable. Reminders. Reminders. Switch button. On.
You can turn some of these items on and off. This is the default setting. I haven't changed anything, so whatever you're seeing here is what you'll get when you install the app.
Reorder reminders button. Facebook. Facebook. Switch button. On. Reorder Facebook button. Notes. Notes. Switch button. On. Reorder note. Messenger. Messenger. Switch button. Off.
See, there's one that's off, and of course you didn't see that in the list of options. So if you wanted to use Facebook Messenger directly, you could do that. You could also just copy it to the clipboard and then paste it into the Messenger window or any other window for that matter. These are just little conveniences.
Reorder Messenger. Twitter. Twitter. Switch. Reorder. Skype. Skype. Switch button. Off. Reorder Skype. Button. Draggable.
Those are all of your options. I'll go ahead and go back to the Done button in the upper right area of the screen.
Active Done button.
I'll double tap.
Done. AirDrop recipient. No one found yet. Image.
The other more button is also there, but there's only one option in it. We'll take a look at that.
Cancel more button.
That is the second more button.
AirDrop activities heading.
Look familiar?
Done button. Copy link. Reorder copy link button. Open in. Reorder open in button. Draggable.
Interesting. So last time I came in here and I flicked to the right and we only had one option. Now we have other options.
Reorder open in button. Draggable.
But now we have two. I'm not really sure why they put those in separate menus. It would make sense just to make it all in one button, but whatever. I'm not the developer. Maybe they have the reasons. I am going to
act done button.
Go back to the done button and double tap.
Done. AirDrop recipient. No one found yet. Image.
And I am going to
AirDrop recipient. No cancel button.
Go back to the cancel button. This is in the on the bottom of the screen in this case.
Cancel. Scott underscore divert underscore 10 underscore minute underscore mix.mp3 share button.
And we're back on the share button. Now if I flick to the right.
More actions menu button.
We have the more actions menu. Let's go ahead and double tap that.
More. Scott underscore divert underscore 10 underscore minute underscore mix.mp3 23.3 megabytes modified 6 years ago heading.
Told you it was a long time ago. Now I can flick to the right.
Make available offline button.
Make available offline. I'll go ahead and do that just for the demonstration of this feature in a minute.
Make available offline.
I double tapped on it.
Rename button.
And the rename is the next option, but if I flick back to the left now.
Remove from device button.
We can remove it from the device. That was actually a really quick download. Anyway, rename.
Rename button.
Is the next one. So if I wanted to rename that, right now I have underscores in the name of the file. And the reason for that is because of the way when you share a public file, because spaces aren't permitted, Dropbox turns each space into a percent and then the number 20, which is kind of ridiculous when you are trying to send a link. It still works though. I'll keep going.
Move button.
You can move it. We'll have a look at that.
Copy button.
Sound familiar?
Delete button.
You can also delete it. I would really like to see the actions menu available in more places in the Dropbox app so that you could quickly delete things, whether you're in your recent tab or you're on your files tab.
Close more actions menu button.
And that's the final option to be able to close it. Let's go back here and take a look at the move button.
Delete button, copy button, move button. Public, choose a destination.
Public is where it is now. That's where it tells us we are. Choose a destination is in the upper left corner. I'm specifying that because as you saw earlier, it doesn't always come up that way. I'll flick to the right.
Files, back button.
We have the files back button, which we're going to want to use here shortly, but just so you can see, I'll flick to the right.
Public, heading. Cancel button. Files heading.
And now we have the files listed in the public folder. Obviously, I'm not moving it to a file, so there's really no point in doing that. I think the reason for that is just so you can see what else is in the particular folder you're looking at, maybe. I'm not quite sure why they decided to do that. But I can do a two-finger scrub in this instance if I want to go back, and I'll do that because that's faster than flicking backwards or guessing where it is.
Files, choose a destination.
And now I am placed where I think Dropbox should place me, which is in the main folder or main directory of my Dropbox.
Files, heading, cancel button, folders, heading.
We have here our different folders.
Amy and Scott, Applevis, Applevis blog, folder.
If I wanted, I could double tap to select one of these. And then if I go underneath all of my files, I'll take a guess at about where that is on the screen here.
Create folder button.
Create folder is the first option. If I flick back to the left, actually.
Three files, 32 folders.
That's the summary of what we have. So you can create a new folder to store this in if you want.
Create folder button.
You'll just enter the name and then it'll show up and then you can select it.
Move button.
And you double tap move if you want to go ahead and move that.
Move button.
And those are all of the different options. So if you want to come in here and move your file to another folder, you can do that. I'm going to go back and find the handy dandy cancel button.
Cancel button. Cancel. Scott underscore divert underscore 10 underscore minute underscore mix.mp3 share button.
And I'm actually returned to the file, not the more actions menu. But I think all the other options are pretty self-explanatory, so I'm going to go ahead and move on here.
More actions menu button. Back button.
That's pretty self-explanatory. It takes us back to the folder we are currently in.
Scott underscore divert underscore 10 underscore minute underscore actions play button.
And I'm actually just going to demonstrate fast forwarding and rewinding through this file really quickly. To fast forward through the file, you flick up, and to rewind, you flick down. I'll go ahead and demo that here.
Track position, 3 minutes 39 seconds out of 10 minutes 11 seconds, adjustable.
If I flick up now.
3 minutes 51 seconds out of 10 minutes 11 seconds. 4 minutes 3 seconds out of 10 minutes 11 seconds.
And I'll go ahead and demonstrate that it actually does this by playing it and then coming back to the adjustable item.
Actions play button. Pause. Track position. 4 minutes 17 seconds out of 10 minutes 11 seconds. 4 minutes 32 seconds out of 10 minutes 4 minutes 5 seconds. 4 minutes 59 seconds.
There we go. We can fast forward. The line. I double tapped with two fingers to stop it. And that is how you would handle an audio file. I'll go ahead and back out of here, and we'll take a look at the next tab.
Recents.
The next tab, of course, is files. That is the second tab.
Files, tab 2 of 5.
What I have is a list of all of my folders and files in those folders, and also the files that are not in a particular folder. I'll go ahead and go to the upper left corner of the screen here.
More actions menu button. Files, heading, table index adjustable.
There's that table index.
Amy and Scott, folder.
These are all the different folders that are available. Let's go to the upper left corner for that more actions menu.
More actions menu button. More. Create new file button. Upload file button. Create folder button. Select button. Sort by date button. Close more actions menu button.
And that's it. So let's have a look at some of these options. And this is again in the main Dropbox window. In other words, you're not in any folder view or anything. You're just in the main Dropbox menu.
Create new file button.
So you can create a new file. I'll double tap.
Create new file with Microsoft Word button.
I don't have Microsoft Word on my device, so that's not going to work.
Microsoft Excel button. Microsoft PowerPoint button. Cancel button.
So that's kind of interesting that they have all the Microsoft products listed here.
Cancel button.
And as you can see, that's it. But I can't actually do anything with these because I don't have them on my device. I should get them, really. I think it's free. So maybe that'll be a follow-up podcast utilizing some of the more advanced features of Dropbox. I'll double-tap cancel.
Cancel. Create new file button.
The next option.
Upload file button.
Upload a file. Let's have a look.
Create cancel button. Cancel button. More.
And we were placed in the lower right corner that time, so I'm flicking back to the left now.
iCloud Drive.
So you can actually upload a file from your iCloud Drive. I don't have iCloud Drive set up here, but if I did, I could go into iCloud Drive, find the file, and upload it.
Photos.
Those are the only two options. So if we take a look at photos here, since I do have photos on this device.
Select Dropbox would like to access your photos.
I'll allow that.
Don't allow. Okay. Button. Okay. Dropbox. Cancel. But upload to Dropbox. Camera roll. Heading. Upload. Dimmed. Button. Photo June 9th, 2015 at 8:24 a.m. Button.
Image. I have no idea what these photos are, by the way.
Photo July 17th, 2015 at 1:06 p.m. Button.
So let's image. Just choose that one.
Selected. Photo July 17th, 2015 at 1:06 p.m. Image.
I'll go back now.
Upload button.
So we have here the upload button. I'll go ahead and double tap that.
Files. More actions menu button.
And supposedly that file is now uploading or has uploaded. If I wanted to see whether it was there, there's actually a couple of ways I can do that. If I tap the tab in the lower left corner of the screen, which is the recent tab.
Recents tab 1 of 5.
And now if I flick left.
4 files, 32 folders.
It says 4 files instead of 3. So I can tell that that photo was indeed uploaded to my Dropbox. Unfortunately.
More actions menu button.
We're returned to the menu. So if I want to go back in and explore any more of these options, I'll double tap.
More. Create new file button. Upload file button. Create folder button.
Create folder. We can take a look at that as well.
Text field is editing. Character mode. Folder name. Insertion point at start.
Let's call it test folder.
Space.
There we go.
Folder.
If I flick to the right.
Text field is editing. Character mode. Test folder. Insertion point at end.
That's all we have. Now if I flick back to the left though.
Create button.
I can create that folder.
Create folder. Heading. Cancel button.
But I'm not going to bother because I'm just going to have to delete it later. I'll double tap to cancel.
Cancel. Files. More actions menu button.
We're back in the more actions menu.
More. Create new file. But upload file. But create folder. But select button.
So the select button, I'll double tap that.
Select items. Heading. Cancel button. Table index adjustable. Amy and Scott. Full AppleVis. Folder. Cap-C. Heading. Camera uploads. Folder.
Let's have a look at the camera uploads folder. If I select that now.
Selected. Camera uploads. Folder.
And it's kind of like what we were looking at earlier. I'm going to go ahead and go down to the bottom right corner.
Move button.
You can move it. I'll flick back left.
Copy button. Delete button. Four files, 32 folders.
I'm going to go back to the right here.
Delete button.
To the delete button. I don't want any of my photos. No use for them on Dropbox, so I'll double tap.
Delete. This will delete all of the folder's contents. Are you sure? Delete button.
I'll double tap for delete.
Delete. Deleting.
You can actually sit here for an hour and it'll still, if you don't move anything on the screen, it'll still show with VoiceOver as deleting. So you have to move around the screen at some point.
Deleting. Verizon Network.
And it does put you back in the status bar, so I'll tap the upper left corner.
More actions menu button.
We're back here now. If you want to verify, again, you can go through all of the folders in your Dropbox, or you can tap the lower left corner for the recent files tab.
Recents tab, 1 of 5.
Flick back to the left one.
4 files, 31 folders.
And we're down to 31 folders, so it is indeed gone. Let's go back to the more actions menu again.
More actions menu button.
We're not quite done here. I'll double tap.
More. Create new file button. Upload file button. Create folder. Select button. Sort by date button.
And we can sort files in this exam right now because the way it's set, we can sort them by date. I'll double tap.
Sort files. More actions menu button.
So once I set this up by date, it goes back a long way. I'm just going to hit a random point on the screen and let's see what we hit.
AppleVis blog folder. Actions menu button. App segment 1. Folder.
Now, you can keep going. And once you get past this, we're actually in the sorted alphabetical order again. But if I go back to the left.
Action. AppleVis. Actions. AppleVis. Amy and Scott. Fold. Actions menu button. Getting started. RTF. File. 1 kilobytes. Modified 6 years ago.
And if I flick left one more time, you'll see
April 2010, heading.
That's a long time ago, April 2010. I've had Dropbox longer than that, but I guess they must have updated the file. So you see there that it goes back a long way in the order that it can by date. So chronologically, you can come in here and have a look at everything that is listed. Not going to spend a whole heck of a lot of time on the next tab. That next tab would be
Photos tab, 3 of 5.
I'll double tap it. Go to the upper left corner.
Photos heading.
And the Photos tab is different from the Photos folder because it lists all folders and files that have photos. It doesn't list the folders themselves, but it does list all of the photos.
Select button.
That does the same thing it did in the more actions menu.
Enable button.
You can enable the auto upload to Dropbox.
Auto upload your photos.
Right, that's what I just said.
Missing dates heading. MSFP underscore SMBUS2 underscore 01.jpg image. 1 of 32 photos. Back button. Share button. More actions menu button. 1 of 32 heading. Comments button.
That is all that is listed on this photo, except for I'm assuming there's an image on the screen. But if you wanted to store your photos or you wanted to show somebody else the photos that you had in Dropbox, you could come in here and do that. I'll go ahead and do a two-finger scrub to get out of this.
Photos. 008 listing cells with JAWS for Windows.wmv image.
Now, if I flick to the right.
009 selecting cells and ranges of cells.wmv image.
You'll notice that there is no more actions menu on this particular view. So that is the entire photos tab. Let's go ahead and move on to tab 4, which is
selected photos tab 3 of 5.
Not photos, but
offline tab 4 of 5.
Offline. So if I double tap this now,
selected offline tab 4 of 5.
Do my signature move and go to the upper left corner.
Offline files heading assessment components.txt. File 2 kilobytes, modified 8 months ago.
I'm going to go ahead and go into the text file because I think it's important to show you how that's a bit different than the audio thing that we had earlier. I'll go ahead and double tap.
Share.
And this menu actually looks the same as the MP3 file we looked at, so I'm not going to bother covering it again and all the different options.
More actions menu, button, back button.
I'm just flicking to the right.
Assessment components.txt heading.
And if I flick right one more time,
comments button,
it actually skips past the document. The text is there on the screen. The problem is getting access to it. What I need to do is tap where the text is on the screen, which is pretty much the entire screen the document takes up. So I'll
bullet signed English.
Go in there. And this is actually an assessment form that we use for the program that I run in New York. And it's a file that I need to take with me in a lot of places. And you can actually, now that you're in the text, kind of look around with any kind of navigation you want. You can flick.
Bullet, Spanish, spoken.
I just flick to the right. Now if I go back to the left.
Bullet, signed English.
I can look around the file that way. It's unfortunate that it's a little difficult to actually start where the file starts. We can do that, though. It is important to note, though, that you'll actually have to scroll to the first page. So I'll go ahead and do that. I need to scroll down with 3 fingers.
Page 1 of 3.
We're now on page 1. And now if I hit the upper left corner of the screen.
Back button.
There's the back button. I'll go slightly below it.
Back button. Bullet. Severe.
We're not quite in it yet, but I can keep
bullet,
flicking
moderately
left.
Moderately, bullet, hearing, assessment components.
There's the beginning. So it's a little bit tricky in that you have to find exactly where to begin, but if you need something for a point of reference, it certainly does serve as that. You can't edit the document, unfortunately. The only way you can actually create files on your iDevice and put them into Dropbox is by using the Create File button that we looked at earlier. And of course, if you don't have any of the Microsoft products on there, well, then that's probably not going to be a good option for you. But you can look at the different files. And by the way, that's not a voiceover limitation. You can't edit files within Dropbox, as far as I know, even as a sighted user. But we do have a lot of rotor options available as well.
Headings. Form controls.
I'm just turning 2 fingers to the right.
Static text. Vertical navigation, audio ducking, text selection.
So text selection is even available. So if you wanted to copy something into another application, say the Notes app, you could do that as well.
Language.
And of course we have characters and words.
Characters, words, lines, speech rate.
And now we're back around to speech rate. So you can still review a lot of things within the document. Unfortunately, you just cannot actually edit them. It's also a little bit of a challenge to get to that back button if you don't know how to look for it. In fact, the 2-finger scrub.
Offline files, assessment components.txt.
File, will work.
2 kilobytes, modified 8 months ago.
Like it just did, but if you're on the 3rd or 2nd page, if you're further down the document, because the back button is, I'm guessing, not in view of the screen, maybe? I'm not quite sure why it doesn't activate, but if you're further down on the document, it won't work. If I keep flicking to the right, you can see the other things that I have here that I'm using that are offline. offline, of course, meaning you don't have to be connected to anything to use them.
Actions menu button. Make underscore something underscore UP00001.mp3. File 141 megabytes. Modified 7 days ago.
And the interface for MP3 files is the same as what we saw earlier under the recent tab. So I'm not going to look at that again, but that's actually a book that I converted into Eloquence as an MP3 file because I love Eloquence, and the narrator that I found on that book didn't really please me. You know, I didn't really like it. So, you know, it's bad when I'd rather use a text-to-speech engine. Anyway, we also have, of course,
Scott underscore divert underscore 10 underscore minute underscore mix.mp3. File 23 megabytes, modified 6 years ago.
The file that I made available at the beginning of this demo that has been downloaded to my device as well. And again, if you go into the more actions menu, remove from device is one of the options we saw earlier. So if you decide later, hey, I don't want this on my device anymore, you can come in here and do that. We're not quite done yet. That does cover the entire app, but there is one other thing I want to show you. And I'm going to go out of Dropbox to do that. I'll go back to my home screen.
Home.
And of course, here we go again with the no focus on anything. I'll tap Dropbox in the lower right corner of my screen though.
Dock, Dropbox.
And I'm going to do a 3D touch on this. I have a 6S. It clicked. And let's take a look at the quick actions that we have available within Dropbox. I'll flick to the right. And at this point, it's in the lower right corner of the menu, so I have to actually flick left. Sometimes it puts you in the upper left. Sometimes it puts you in the lower right. It just depends on... I'm not sure what it depends on. I just know that sometimes you're in one place and sometimes you're in the other. So anyway, I'm going to flick left.
Assessment components.txt.
That is the last option, and if I double tap that, it will take me back to that file. What that menu option is, it's the most recent file that you have used on the Dropbox app on your phone.
Offline files.
You can get direct access to your offline files if you don't want to launch Dropbox and hit the fourth tab.
Upload photo.
Upload photo, same dialogue that we saw earlier with uploading.
Search.
And you can search. This option, by the way, I didn't really demonstrate it, but it is available in the files tab. There is a search, as we saw, but I didn't demonstrate. But let's say I wanted to search. I'll go ahead and double tap.
Search. Dropbox. Touch ID for Dropbox.
Okay, I will use Touch ID here.
Dropbox search field is editing character mode. Search your files. Insertion point at start.
So I can search for anything I want, and it will automatically pull it up. Doesn't matter where it is in my Dropbox. So now we're in the search field. I'm going to enter the word Braille and then press Enter. I'm doing this on my Braille display, but if you're doing it on the on-screen keyboard, now you can double tap the lower right corner to launch it. I'll do Braille,
Lima,
enter,
Lima.
And let's see what we get.
Cancel button, Braille, folder, DOS.
So that is a folder within a folder. It doesn't tell you the main directory if it's within a subfolder.
Actions menu button, Braille, folder, DOS Pro. Actions menu button, Braille, folder, DOS Pro. Actions menu, Braille star, folder, Braille displays.
So that is actually a list of drivers that I have in another folder for the Braille star, which, believe it or not, some people are still using. And you get the point. I can go across here.
Actions menu button, Braille displays, folder, HKNC stuff.
That is a folder of things that I use on the road that I need access to for work. So I'm sharing it with my work computer. So if I double tap on any of these results, I'll go ahead and double tap on this one.
Recents, back button.
And now I'm actually in the folder, which is under shared and then Braille displays. Shared is the name of the main folder. So if I flick right now.
Share button. More actions menu button.
This may look familiar to you. I hope so by the end of this podcast.
Braille displays. Heading. Search this folder. Search field.
You can search the folder and it will find an exact file or however many matches.
Brill underscore edge underscore USB underscore driver dot zip. File, 4 megabytes, modified 2 years ago.
I have to update that, actually. There's a new one. But there we have the zip folder that contains the driver for the Braille Edge. And by the way, these are not iOS drivers. These are Windows drivers.
Actions menu button.
And
BrailleBITools.exe. File, 3 megabytes, modified 3 years ago.
There's the BrailleBITools folder. And so you get the point. So I think that's going to do it for the Dropbox podcast / demonstration. I hope you found this podcast helpful. If you want to get in contact with me, you can. Follow me on Twitter. My username is Scott Davert. That's ScottDavert. Or you can drop me an email. My email address is scottdavert@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.